Welcome to Durango Digs. You're listening to AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn here with Hillary Knox from La Plata Electric. And I got to remind everybody, don't forget, Durango Rocks is coming up. When is it? March 9th up at the Community Concert Hall. And tickets are on sale now. And you can get early bird ticket pricing through February 7th. So, Hillary, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know, we've been shoveling and shoveling and shoveling. So it's been a little bit of a workout.
Yeah, we've been hearing that from a lot of our members as well. Definitely been a lot of snow, but I'm not complaining. It's going to mean a really great river season later this year.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to ask then, are you a river rat?
Yes.
So
well, I'm an equal opportunity water sports person. So whether that's skiing or, you know, rafting or wake surfing, I'm in for all of it.
Yeah. So you definitely like the, I call it rafting insurance that we're seeing landing up in the mountains.
Absolutely. It does make things a little bit more complicated in my job, but it's worth it in the end, I believe.
Yeah, well, speaking of your job, so I have to ask, and talk about the snow, what has the impact been to your employees? I want to give them all a big shout out, especially the linemen that have to go out in the snowy, wet conditions and, you know, I'm going to say flip the switch or get the power restored.
Yeah, well, when there's a lot of snow, there are generally outages, and that has definitely been the case over this last month or so. Fortunately, though, this season was not as bad as last year. If you'll recall, around last Thanksgiving, around last Christmas, we had quite a lot of outages impacting 11 to 12,000 members. That was the most outages that we had seen in this area for a decade. So this year, because the snow was a bit lighter and we didn't get the phenomenon where it freezes on the line, gets really heavy, we didn't necessarily have that this year. So we were able to keep the outages to a minimum, but mm-hmm. we did still have them, I would say, probably around 6,000 members total over the course of the last month have been out of power. But none of those outages lasted longer than 12 hours, which in this kind of inclement weather is pretty remarkable. So, huge shout out to our crews, to dispatch, to our MSRs, to everyone on our team who worked a lot of overtime to get everybody back in power.
Yeah, well, you know, that is amazing when you consider as much snow, and hopefully we'll continue to have the light, fluffy snow. I am curious, do you call, now watch this, 247-5786. I know that number by heart. I don't know why, I don't know how come, but I think it's been the La Plata Electric number. How do you report an outage if something happens, and when should you? Because I know sometimes people think, oh, I don't want to report it. Well, should they go ahead because maybe the neighbors haven't?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, we have AMI, which is automated metering infrastructure, which means that we usually know when your power is out as soon as you do. So it's not necessarily a mandatory thing for you to report your outage. If you would like to, though, we encourage you to do so. And there are multiple ways that you can do that. So you can call our main number, which is I haven't even memorized, Jack, so I don't know how you're doing that.
That would be 247-5786.
Perfect. You can call our main line anytime, 24/7, press 5, and you'll be sent to our automated system where you can report your outage. We also recommend all of our members to make sure that they're signed up for our outage texting service. Members are opted in when they start, but oftentimes people change their cell phone numbers. They don't give us a cell phone number to start. So there's information on our website about how you can text us and make sure you're signed up for that. If you're signed up for outage texting service, we'll shoot you a text right when we sense you're out of power. We'll let you know that we know you're out of power. We'll let you know that we're working on it. If it's a longer outage, we'll text you to let you know what the status is. Then we'll let you know, obviously, when the power is back on. So
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And then you can also report your outage via text if you're signed up for that system as well. And then the last way to do so is just via our Smart Hub app. There's a very easy report your outage button on there as well.
You know, yeah, I have all of those on my phone. In fact, one time it was reported there was an outage at the chamber building. I think it was on a weekend. And I got, your power has been restored. I was like, oh, nice to know. I didn't even know it was out. So amazing technology and how that's advanced over the years. And again, just big shout outs to your crew. Now, I am curious, and I mean, one obvious thing to me when there's an outage, don't open your refrigerator and stand there looking to see what you're hungry for. Think about it beforehand and minimize the amount of times you open the fridge. That's obvious to me. Are there other things people should do when there is an outage?
Yeah, the one thing that I do want to point out, the number one call we get during outages is, when is my power going to be back on? And one thing to just prepare yourself for is that LPA can never give estimated times of restoration, especially during these large multiple outage situations. Because if you can imagine, we get an alert that the power is out. We don't know why the power is out until crews go on site and they survey the lines. And if you can imagine that they've got a queue of 12 outages that they're supposed to be tackling one at a time, well, maybe the first outage is just had some snow unloading from the lines, no issues with the infrastructure. All they had to do was go there and flip the switch, right? Maybe that's 15 minutes. The next outage, maybe there's a huge tree in the line and they have to cut that, they have to remove that, they have to shut off power. You know, that obviously is going to take an hour to multiple hours. So when you're the third or fourth or fifth outage in the queue, we have no idea how long the outages prior to you are going to take to restore. So I would just, you know, encourage people to be patient and know that when there are outages, our crews do not go home until they're all restored. They work in shifts. So as long as you're out, so are we. And so I know it's frustrating to not know when you're going to be back in power, but that's just kind of how it works. But if the power does go out, no power company anywhere in the world is able to guarantee 24/7 power. So we really recommend all of our members to just do a walkthrough. Imagine what you need. What are the essential things that you need in your life? And how would you replace those if your power went out? You can think about, battery powered radio, if you would like to stay, be able to stay in touch. You can think about flashlights, batteries, waters, blankets, non-perishable foods, obviously not opening your refrigerator, trying to keep that cold. Or this time of year, you could just take everything in your refrigerator and freezer outside. You know, that works. Anyone who has, a need for electricity. We have members who are on oxygen. We have, other members with medical needs. We really encourage you to look into whole home generators or some source of backup power for you, because as I said, we cannot guarantee 24/7 power. Another thing is that when power goes off, as it's coming back on, it often comes back on in spikes, which can impact the electronics in your home. We do recommend that you use surge protectors, and LPA actually does provide whole home surge protectors, which can help protect your home from those electricity surges as the power is coming back on. And we have a ton more tips on our website, Jack, if people are interested in making sure they're as outage ready as they can be.
Hey, and I think that's important. You know, kind of like the Cub Scout motto, always be prepared. And you never want to be running around, where did I put that flashlight? And having that, always where you know you're going to find it, or a little magnetic kind that stick to the side of the refrigerator or whatever it might be. So when it does go out, you know that, you can grab it, or, the bedside nightstand, whatever. So you have access to those things. Kind of like I tell people, knowing where a fire extinguisher is, don't run around the house going, where did I put that? If you have a stove fire or something. So All good things. And what is your website if people want to access all the information?
LPEA.coop, so LPEA.coop.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit with employment. Are you currently, because it seems like everybody is looking for employees, and I'm going to make an assumption LPA is in that same position.
Yeah, we actually weren't hiring for a while. We were very... we're in a great position of having very competitive salaries and very competitive, benefits at LPA. Yeah. But we do have four recently open positions. That we would really encourage people to apply for. So we have in our Durango office, we have two, and we have a digital communication specialist, which is actually on my team, the member experience team. And we have also a journeyman lineman in Durango. So we've got two positions open there. We also have two positions open in our Pagosa Springs office. We have an engineering clerk role there, and we have a member service representative role there. So really would encourage people to go to our website, go to the career section and apply.
Awesome. And you know, talk about the weather and kind of some of the things, you know, that we've been experiencing. Do you guys perform like a weatherization audit or, you know, kind of come to a home and say, oh, yeah, you need to do this or this, or what types of offerings do you have?
That's a really good question. We get that question a lot. We actually do not provide in-home energy audits. Many years ago, we used to drop into members' homes and do assessments, not a professional audit, just an assessment. Those were discontinued during COVID, and we did not continue them. So we really recommend that our members who are interested in a professional energy audit call 4Core to get a list of qualified auditors in their area, and they'll come in and do a full walkthrough of your home. They're really not that expensive. And you end up with a report with actionable items and things you can do to really improve the energy efficiency of your home and decrease your electric and gas bills. But the one thing that we do offer are rebates, and we have a ton of those, and they're quite generous. And we do offer rebates for energy audits. So if you get an energy audit on your home or business, you can get a rebate from us of $150 to $300 just for doing those. And we have we have oodles and oodles of other rebates as well. We have rebates for electric heat pumps, very, very actually generous rebates for electric heat pumps. We have a special bonus if you're doing new construction and choose to go all electric. We have free EV chargers. So anyone who buys an EV can get a free EV charger from us. That's a value of $700. And we'll also give you rebate to help get your home wired for that EV. So get you a plug in the garage or wherever. We have rebates for the outdoor electric equipment, right? So this time of year, it'd be the snowblower and all of that good stuff. E-bikes as well, give you $150 back on the purchase of any e-bike. Induction cooktops, LEDs, electric thermal storage systems, heat pump water heaters, whole house fans, timers and thermostats, everything. So if you're doing any kind of energy upgrade on your home or any sort of electric purchase, you might want to go to lpea.coop/rebates and check out our full offerings there.
Yeah, then that is a lot of offerings, you know, and I know they always say the windows and doors are probably some of the major areas. And you can take a candle and, you know, just go along the like the door jamb. And if it starts, you know, flickering, or you can feel a little bit of a breeze, so to speak, then you're losing energy, or that cold air is coming in. So put weather stripping around. And there are some minor things you can certainly do to help improve your energy efficiency.
The other thing that I would just mention too, Jack, that I just remembered, if you get an energy audit, you get that report, you see all the things you need to do to your home, you don't have the money to do it. We have an on-bill financing program through First Southwest Bank, our local partner, and they'll actually have really low interest loans that you can apply for to fund everything from weatherization projects to solar projects. And the balance of that loan that you get from them just goes onto your LPA bill. So you can pay that down monthly just on your LPA bill, one bill, no problem, no hassle. And in that way, you can actually be saving. So you can pay while you save through that program. So that's another thing that we offer to our members to help with those energy upgrade projects.
I know First Southwest Bank does a lot of that, especially through their CDFI, you know, the certification that they have, for lack of words, and the type of bank that they are, and their foundation program. And they certainly do, you know, reach out into a lot of different areas throughout the community. We've got about a minute left before we got to take a break. So one more time, your website.
lpea.coop.
And for rebates.
lpea.coop/rebates. And also just on our homepage, there's a big, big button that says rebates, and you can just click that from our homepage.
All right. Well, Hillary, can you stick around?
I would be happy to.
All right, we're going to take a break coming up here in just a little bit. And again, you're listening to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. And don't forget to go to durangobusiness.org where you can pre-purchase your Durango Rocks tickets coming up on March 9th up at the Community Concert Hall. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Again, you're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.